from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hey listener, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by news from across Indonesia. Today in history, My Indonesia, news in brief. We continue Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, and to conclude our program for today, we present you Music Corner. That was our program summary for today over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First headlines. President Joko Widodo expecting Supreme Court to guide young judges. President Joko Widodo's expectation to new chief be an end. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo hopes that the Supreme Court can guide potential judges and young judges to improve the transparency and quality of the judicial in Indonesia. This was stated by President Joko Widodo at the special plenary session of annual report of the Supreme Court 2017 at Jakarta Convention Center Senayan in Jakarta on Friday. In his speech, President Joko Widodo appreciated the performance of the Supreme Court throughout 2017. He views that the judicial selection process has to be transparent and accountable. He also stated that a good judge is a credible one who can realize what the justice seekers need. Thus, the prospective judge must also have a conscience in mind that the verdicts to be issued are really fair in a bid to enhance public confidence in the judicial institution.
Saya juga mengharapkan kepada Yang Mulia pimpinan MA dan para hakim.
I also look forward to the noble leaders of the Supreme Court and judges to guide the would-be judges and young judges within the Supreme Court to be professional, honest, integrated, and dignified judges. A righteous judge that is always considerate is a gentle judge that has consideration of conscience and sense of justice. A judge who gets people trusted by justice seekers and international world. Throughout the year 2017, the Supreme Court received 1,577 prospective judges who had been the latest recruitment in the last 7 years. Meanwhile, Chief Justice Hatta Ali also agreed the importance of integrity of judges and judicial authorities in the presence of President Joko Widodo. Hatta said the integrity is a fundamental thing that judges and judicial authorities must have. According to him, law enforcement efforts can only be achieved if the judges and judicial apparatus are competent and have in integrity. President Joko Widodo officially inaugurated new head of National Narcotic Agency Inspector General Heru Winarko at the State Palace in Jakarta on Thursday. The inauguration was attended by high-ranking state officials such as Chairman of People's Council Assembly MPR Zulkifli Hasan, Chairman of the House of Representatives DPR Bambang Susatyo, and Chairman of Regional Representative Council DPRD Osman Sabta Odan, and some minister in the working cabinet as well as the 9 Polri high-ranked officers. After the inauguration, President Joko Widodo affirmed that with the background as deputy action at the Corruption Eradication Commission KPK, Heru is expected to carry out good governance standards as applied in the KPK to the National Narcotics Agency BNN. The president also hopes that in the future, BNN can reduce the number of drug users and drug trafficking across Indonesia.
Kini kita ingin agar BNN ini nantinya.
We want BNN to have a good standard that Mr. Heru has applied in KPK. There are standards brought from KPK to be an end. There are standard of governance and standard of organizational governance. Most importantly, it is integrated side because of the circulation of trust. It is very huge money. The turnover is a lot. It is easy to tempt people to do something bad. Meanwhile, the new chief of BNN, Heru Winarko, said that the handling between drugs and corruption is almost the same. In the future, BNN will continue to cooperate across sectors to minimize drug trafficking and reduce the number of drug users in Indonesia as far as possible. On the other hand, former head of BNN Police Commissioner General Budi Waseso said that tracking drugs cases is no issue. However, Budi Waseso is sure that with the integrity and strong commitment, Heru Winarko can continue his hard work to combat drugs well. Data from the Central Bureau of Statistics shows that the number of foreign tourist arrivals to Indonesia in January 2018 decreased 6.17% compared to the number of visits in January 2017, from 1.11 million visits to 1.04 million visits. If compared to December 2017, the number of foreign tourists visiting Indonesia decreased by 9.36%. Head of the Central Bureau of Statistics, Kecut Suryanto, in a press briefing held on Tuesday, said that December is the peak tourist season. Therefore, the decline from December to January is something reasonable. He views that the decline in number of foreign tourist arrivals compared to last year is due to the decline of tourists in Bali. The tourist arrivals in Bali have declined since eruption of Mount Agung, but in January it was getting better.
Bahwa jumlah wisman di Bali pada Januari itu lebih tinggi dibandingkan Desember.
That the number of foreign tourists in Bali in January was higher than in December. That means there is recovery because if we see December, it is the second peak season. In Ngurah Rai, there was an increase from December to January, so there has been a recovery of tourist number to Bali, but not yet fully normal. Suryanto further said the number of foreign tourist arrivals coming through the air entrance in January 2018 decreased by 13.54% compared to the number of visits in the same month in the previous year. The top five foreign tourists visiting Indonesia by country are Malaysia, Timor-Leste, China, Australia, and Singapore. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. President Joko Widodo requested that the distribution of Prize for Prosperity, locally called Rastra, to the people who are rightful to receive has to be accelerated in March. This was framed by Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Darmin Nasution to reporters after meeting President Joko Widodo at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Friday afternoon. Minister Darmin also said the logistic agency Bulog has announced its readiness to start distributing Rastra to the right recipient communities, given that the availability of rice stored in Bulog is still enough to meet the rice stored up to several months ahead.
Presiden juga meminta supaya Maret dipercepat deh kirimnya.
The president also requested that March is accelerated. The sending is done at the beginning of the month. Usually it is in the middle until the end of month. This month, the president asked to be sent at the beginning of this month, although it means that Bulog must be busy to fill the rice into a 10-kilogram sack. And previously, Bulog said that it would work hard to do that, so the rice can be distributed at the middle of March. So we can expect that the people can receive their rastra on time, even a little faster than usual. Furthermore, Minister Darmin Nasution also said that the government will attempt to reduce the price of rice circulating in the community, because Bulog will again hold a market operation to ensure the price balance between unhealthy rice and rice in the community. Minister of Communication and Informatics Rudi Antara says that the rapid growth of creative economy, technology, and entrepreneurship becomes one of the main triggers of the spread of co-working space in some regions in Bali. He told reporters in Seminyak Kuta, Bali on Friday that to realize the vision mission to develop creative and technological economy in Bali needs active participation not only from the community and academics but also from local industry players. The minister also affirms that the government will provide support for the growth of creative economy driven by young people.
Co-working space di Indonesia ini katakanlah 6 bulan terakhir ini menjadi...
Co-working space in Indonesia, let's say for the last 6 months, has become a young business trend. As I know, I was asked many times to immigrate or come to France in Jakarta who want or have started to enter the business co-working space. After all, co-working space is functionally just the same everywhere. But of course, Bali gives its own value, Bali has its own brand. Minister Riantara further said that 20 young Balinese have the opportunity to deal with business. This is very potential for development of business industry in Bali. Based on information, in 2017, the number of Balinese entrepreneurs increased by 35%, and the Balinese system economy has also increased with advance of company and digital startups. The assistance of defense industry as part of component in developing state defense has become vital in supporting state defense power. This was stated by Chairman of Executive Team of State Defense Policy Committee, KKIP, Sumarjono, to media. At the explaining duty of KKIP at Indonesian Defense Ministry in Jakarta on Friday, he said that there are five state defense components. They are defense doctrine, defense strategy, defense posture, defense structure, and defense technology. Sumarjono also explained if state has not been able to produce defense technologies, it can produce them to foreign countries based on the existing rules.
Undang-undang itu mengatakan untuk kita membeli produk.
The law states that to purchase foreign defense products, the best is the national defense industry cannot produce defense products, so it can produce them from foreign defense industries, but it must be through government to government or government to business. The second point is that we must not use agent, which contradicts the existing rule. Moreover, Sumarjono further said that defense technology is important because it can change and bring about their impact on strategy, posture, and defense structure. He said if the technology changes, the strategy, posture, and defense structure will change as well. This means that if the technology is quite strong, this can bring about impact on the state defense system. The last item, bus assembly industry Karoseri Laksana, headquartered in Ungaran, Central Java, is one of the carrosseries in Indonesia that successfully export its products abroad. Recorded since 2009, Karoseri Laksana has supported hundreds of buses to Fiji Islands with a variety of types and sizes. On the sidelines of commercial vehicle exhibition of the Association Indonesian Automotive Industry Gakindo, Indonesian Commercial Vehicle Expo 2018 in Jakarta on Friday, Marketing Manager of Karoseri Laksana, Chandra Dewi, said that the bus company in Fiji is interested in ordering Karoseri Laksana products after seeing the design offered through the company's website.
Ceritanya ya justru karena kami memang up di website ya waktu itu terus ya.
Precisely, the story goes like this. We were on the website at the time. They directly contacted us. Indeed, there is a bodybuilder in Indonesia, especially Central Java, and they are interested because the design is like that. For our design, it is original, yes. This means that we create our own products instead of copying other countries. Chandra added that the bus company in Fiji Islands is interested in ordering Karoseri Laksana products because the price offer is very competitive with a quality equivalent to the world production buses. In addition to bus production capabilities that adjust to different regulation and environmental conditions are main consideration for the bus company in Fiji Islands when looking buses to Karoseri Laksana. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
From across the country, unique and interesting information from across Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to weekly news from across the country, the segment which present interesting information from various regions in a week. The first information comes from Garut, West Java. Garut Regency currently celebrates its 205th anniversary by inviting a number of representatives of foreign embassies to come and enjoy the fresh air city in. The representatives of foreign embassies from Malaysia, Iran, Afghanistan, Kazakhstan, and Azerbaijan made use the opportunity to enjoy several leading tourist objects in Garut. Secretary of Garut Regency, Uu Saepudin, when welcoming the foreign diplomats on Wednesday 21 February night, hoped that the arrival of the guests will be able to promote Garut abroad. The foreign guests have an honorable dinner of Gebiar Enchantment of Garut Culture in Pendopo Garut Regency. Saepudin also said that there are numbers of tourism destinations in Garut which can be visited by foreign delegates, including natural tourism such as mountainous, beach, culture, shopping, and culinary tourism. Saepudin also hoped that the visit of honorary guests of foreign countries can continue with synergic cooperation which can promote the regional tourism in the country, especially Garut. Coming up next, information comes from Banyuwangi, East Java. The students of SMA Catholic Hikmah Mandala Banyuwangi created 1,000 of eco-brick made of used plastic bottle to commemorate the National Waste Care Day on every February 24. Eco-brick is the handling of plastic waste by collecting plastic waste in bottles. The 1,000 eco-bricks are then picked to create letters and assembled into the sentence of Eco School SMAK Hikmah Mandala and put at the schoolyard to become a monument of the school. Romo Tiburtius Chaturwibawa, the SMA Catholic Hikmah Mandala headmaster, on last Wednesday 21 February said the activity has started since February 2018. Every student and teacher and the school employee are required to provide 3 eco breaks. A 600-gram plastic bottle contains 200 grams plastic waste, so that the total weight of plastic waste collected by students, teachers, and school employees is about 2 quintals. Although EcoBricks is only for one-day utilization, Hikmah asks the school residents are always required to put plastic bottles on the table as a container of wastes. Later, if it has been collected the waste a lot, it can be used for a brick replacement. Romo Chatur said that since the last 3 years on pre-Easter, the Malang Diocese took the similar theme of environment. In 2017, the Easter celebration took the theme of family with ecological side, while in 2018, it will take the same theme about ecology. During the Waste Care Day celebration, there is also applied Zero Waste program around the environment of school. The students are prohibited to throw the waste at school and always fighting against wastes. The last information comes from Giwangan, Yogyakarta. Residents of Sanggarahan village, Giwangan, Yogyakarta, currently enjoying their hard work after planting lychee since 2015 by conducting Great Harvest, which was centralized at the Giwangan village office on last Tuesday, 20 February. The initiator of planting lychee, Haryanto, on the sidelines of the harvest in Yogyakarta said that the effort was intended to make Sanggarahan village to be Sanggarahan garden. He also said currently there are about 320 lychee trees scattered around the house of Kampung Sanggarahan residents, including on the yard office of Giwangan village. Vice Governor of Yogyakarta Sri Paduka Paku Alam Tan, who attended the lychee harvest ceremony, said that the residents of Sanggarahan Giwangan managed to utilize the land into become farming. Sri Paduka Paku Alam Tan moreover stated this could be a model for other citizens in utilizing their land to become productive farming. Meanwhile, Deputy Mayor of Yogyakarta Hero Purwadi said the existence of lychee tree in Sanggarahan can be a positive value for the people in the region. The government will continue to explore the potential in each village to be developed so as to improve the welfare of the people in the region. That was the news from across the country.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program Today in History over Aerial Service Voice of Indonesia. Well, we start for an event on March 3, 1931 when Star Spangled Banner was officially declared as National Anthem of the United States of America. The Star Spangled Banner is National Anthem of the United States of America. Its lyric was written by Francois Scott Key in 1814. The National Anthem was very popular in 1916 and had dozens of variations. Then President of the United States of America, Woodrow Wilson, asked Education Department to make official edition. The department asked for help from white musicians, namely Walter Dombrust, Will Hedert, Arnold Gantford, Oscar Sonnet, and John Philip Sosa. The first performance of the version, which had been standardized, was conducted at Carnegie Hall in December 1917. However, on March 3, 1931, the Star-Spangled Banner was officially declared as National Anthem of the United States of America by Congress decision, which was signed by President Herbert Hoover. The next event was in 1974 when Turkish Airlines crashed. Turkish Airlines Flight 981 was a regular scheduled flight from Istanbul, the Solki Airport to London Heathrow Airport, with an intermediate stop at Orly Airport in Paris, France. On 3rd March 1974, the McDonnell Douglas DC-10 operating the flight crashed into the Avignonville Forest outside Paris, killing all 346 people on board. At the time, it was the deadliest plane crash in aviation history. It still remains the fourth deadliest plane crash in aviation history. The deadliest involving a DC-10, the deadliest single plane crash with no survivors, the deadliest to have occurred on French soil, and the second deadliest aviation accident in Europe. The crash was also known as the Avignonville Air Disaster from the forest where the aircraft crashed. And the last event was in 2005 when Steve Fawcett broke solo records around the world. Steve Fawcett noted as the first person to fly a plane solo non-stop around the world. Without refueling, he completed his mission despite a shortage of fuel. The United States millionaire was considered almost unsuccessful before he finally decided to keep flying blind on the wind and push the tail of his plane. Steve Fawcett has beaten more than 100 world records in different fields. To achieve his latest achievement, the pilot flew across the Atlantic, North Africa, Asia, and Pacific before returning to America. Within 9 days, he managed to travel as far as 42,420 kilometers. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is a radio service voice of Indonesia with daily segment My Indonesia, which today is on increasing industry export. Ministry of Industry creates an overseas exhibition information site. The Ministry of Industry continues to encourage the optimization of international promotion in order to increase the export of local industrial products, among others by providing a website www.pameranln.kemenperin.go.id. The goal is that the national industry players can get various information related to the expansion of global market access, especially the overseas exhibition, so as to boost the competitiveness. In addition to the international exhibition agenda coordinated by the Ministry of Industry, the site also has information about a number of technical training executions required by industry players. Director General of International Industrial Defense and Development of the Ministry of Industry, Igusri Putu Suryawirawan in Jakarta on last Thursday said that he believes the participation in international exhibition activities can be a strategic bridge for national industry players, not only as a means to introduce products and services, but also to know more about market research and latest technological trends. It can also become a competition of industry actors and expand networking for industry cooperation at the business level. Putu added that the site also provides useful market information such as description of requirements in export destination countries to be met, distribution channels, and growing consumer taste. According to him, currently there is available European market information for various sectors ranging from natural ingredients for cosmetics, home decoration, motion drives, to control and automation. Putu added good knowledge and understanding of the export destination market will help national industry players in doing proper promotion and export planning. According to Director of Industrial Resources and International Promotion of the Ministry of Industry, Tony Sinambela, in 2017, the Ministry of Industry had facilitated the participation of national industry players in 16 exhibitions abroad. In 2018, it is planned to participate in 15 exhibitions abroad with great support from units within the Ministry of Industry. Meanwhile, the destination countries target with specification of different types of products for this year includes SIAL, Paris Food Innovation Exhibition, France, sourcing at Magic Fashion Expo, Las Vegas in USA, Yarn Textile Expo Shanghai in China, and Collection Premiere Moscow Fashion Trade Fair in Russia. So that was my Indonesia Today.
Hear news in brief read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo hopes that the Supreme Court can guide potential judges and young judges to improve the transparency and quality of the judicial in Indonesia. President Joko Widodo officially inaugurated new head of National Narcotics Agency Inspector General Heru Winarko at the State Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday. The inauguration was attended by high-ranking state officials such as Chairman of People's Council Assembly MPR Zulkifli Hasan, Chairman of the House of the Representatives DPR Bambang Susatyo, and Chairman of Regional Representative Council DPRD Osman Sabtaudang, and Sun Minister at the Working Cabinet as well as TNI and Polri high-ranked officers. Data from the Central Bureau of Statistics shows the number of foreign tourists arrival to Indonesia in January 2008 decreased 6.70% compared to the number of visits in January 2017, from 1.11 million visits to 1.04 million visits. If compared to December 2017, the number of foreign tourists visiting Indonesia decreased by 9.36%. President Joko Widodo requested that the distribution of rice for prosperity, or locally called rastra, to the people who are rightful to receive has to be accelerated in March. This was affirmed by Coordinating Minister for Economy and Affairs Darmin Nasution to reporters after meeting President Joko Widodo at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Friday afternoon. Minister of Communication and Informatics Rudiantara says that the rapid growth of creative economy, technology, and entrepreneurship becomes one of the main triggers of the spread of co-working space in some regions in Bali. The assistance of defense industry as part of company in developing state defense has become vital in supporting state defense power. This was stated by Chairman of Secretary Team of State Defense Policy Committee, KKIP Sumarjono, to media explaining duty of KKIP at Indonesian Defense Ministry in Jakarta on Friday. Bus assembly industry Karoseri Laksana, headquartered in Ungaran Central Java, is one of the carrosseries in Indonesia that successfully export its products abroad, recorded Since 2009, Karoseri Laksana has supported hundreds of buses to the Fiji Island with the varied types and sizes. That's News in Brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 95.5 kHz, you can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to one of tourism destinations in Brebes Central Java. Stay tuned. Listener, Brebes Regency in Central Java directly borders with Cirebon Regency West Java. Besides being well known as onion and salted egg city, Brebes is also well known with a number of interesting tourism objects. One of them is Cisuru. Cisuru village in Ketanggungan Brebes, Central Java is one of villages which is quite unique in Brebes Regency. Cisuru villagers use Sundanese language, which is commonly used by Sundanese people in West Java. They still maintain customs, culture, and tradition of their ancestor, such as Kliwon Tuesday in Javanese calendar, on which the villagers hold traditional event called Ngasa tradition. Listener, Cisuru village is so cool in rainy season. Besides, in dry season, wind blows from slope of Mount Kumbang, which is named Kumbang Wind by Brebes people. The wind is quite fresh, so that it is appropriate with onion and chili trees. Cisuru Tourism Village in Ketanggungan Brebes Central Java is a natural tourism village which has some facilities such as parking area, mosque, restroom, and lodging. Cisuru has beautiful scenery and gives different sensation. Listener, to go to Cisuru Tourism Village, you can use personal or public transportation. If you drive your own car, there is no difficulty because you can use Google Maps. But do not worry for tourists who use public transportation. You can stop at Ketanggungan, then continue by motorcycle taxi to Cisuru Village to Cisuru Tourism Object. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Cisuru in Central Java Province. Thank you for listening. Thank you for still being with us in Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia or to our email address english@voi.co.id or to voi.english@gmail.com. Listener, now let's listen to Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia. segment featuring various actual information.
This is a radio service, Voice of Indonesia with Miss Lenny, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, environment and technology, up to lifestyle. Today's topic is Grebek Museum. Governor of Jakarta, Anies Baswedan, who was Minister of Education of Indonesia, appeals his residents to intensify Grebek Museum or visit the museum program in a sustainable manner. In regard to this, Head of Tourism and Culture of Jakarta, Tinia Budiati, explained that through Grebek Museum, enthusiastic residents will be given more facilities to come to the museum. They are provided free transportation to the museum every weekend. The free transportation will be provided by Jakarta Provincial Government, which will arrange community visit. For example, the residents who live in Senen region, Central Jakarta, and will visit Setu Babakan will be provided with free charge transportation. Currently, Jakarta Provincial Government is preparing an application containing schedule of visits, buses, and museum activities, so people can easily find out enough information by accessing AWAN application. Governor Anies also said that there are currently 72 museums in Jakarta. He explained that the head of the family in each village will take turns and routinely take their children for a vacation to the museum, so the children can get an educative tour of the visit. He also stated that the museum is a place not only for the storage of artifacts, but also for undergoing a lot of experience. Grebek Museum program is targeted to run before the new school year, so during the long school holidays, the children can take a vacation to the museum. The provincial government of Jakarta will also hold various interesting events to attract people to come to the museum. During Grebek Museum implementation, Jakarta Transportation Department will prepare its fleet and road. Well, sir, that was miscellany.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Radio Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Andika, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduce you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you to G-Rocks. To initiate our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Falling in Love. Enjoy the song.
Jatuh cinta.
Listener, you have just listened to the first song entitled Falling in Love, sung by G-Rox. G-Rox can be mentioned as the only one band in Indonesia which is brave and successful to perform in Japanese rock and pop genre in Indonesia. The band, which was established in Jakarta on November 9, 2003, consists of Iman, Sony, Suara, and Anton. The four personnel always perform in Harajuku style, an urban subculture mode from Japan. Earlier, G-Rox had a name, G-Rox Star. Letter G before the word rock star was chosen because it can present three meanings, namely Japan, which is their musical genre, Jakarta, where they come from, and jujur or honest, meaning honestly enjoying music which is played. Then their band becomes J-Rox, meanwhile J-Rox Star is for their fans. Listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Ceria. Enjoy the song. Listener, you are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in the segment Music Corner, which is discussing about J-Rox. In 2004, J-Rox began to be successful through talent competition. Besides being a winner, each personnel also obtained awards as the best vocalist, the best guitarist, the best bassist, and the best drummer. Through the competition, G-Rox had an opportunity to cooperate with musical label. Then G-Rox released their first album in 2005. Another interesting point from G-Rox is that G-Rox is the first band in Indonesia which conducted record at the legend studio Abbey Road in England. The studio was used by the Beatles, Pink Floyd, and other legend bands. This opportunity was obtained by G-Rox due to the victory at musical competition in 2008. Listener, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to the following two songs. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Ku coba menang. hatimu. Sudikah kau beriku kesempatan untuk buktikan kesungguhan diriku. Inginnya aku bisa miliki dirimu. Mungkinkah aku telah jatuh cinta, cinta pada pandangan yang pertama. Karena sepertinya hatiku semakin.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.